Another outside the box, worth every penny you pay for it. Today's topic is CEO pay. I donate to several dozen nonprofit organizations every year, always on December 25th. The amounts are pretty minimal, $15 or $20 each, but I want to show that I value the good work they do. They're mostly very small grassroots groups, even those that work nationally or internationally. But it occurred to me recently that I should find out how small or big the groups actually are, and whether my piddly donations really make a difference. For groups that are tax-exempt, called 501c3s in the nonprofit world, I can see how much income they received and how much they spend. So I went to a website called GuideStar and accessed the report to the IRS that these groups submit each year, called a Form 990. And was I surprised, especially when I got to the section about how much these groups pay their executive directors. I was going to donate next December to a group called the New Economy Coalition, whose goal is to make our economy more accessible to everyone in the U.S. However, I discovered that the group's total budget in 2013 was just under $1.5 million, while its director was paid $155,000 in salary and benefits, over 10% of the group's total budget. Wow, that seemed inconsistent. How can we have a so-called new economy when one person is paid so much? When I contacted the group saying I was not excited about donating, I got a response from another staff person saying that the director had left and, quote, "Our hiring process and internal restructuring reflects more equitable pay for NEC employees," end quote. Well, that's encouraging. Now I plan to donate in December if all staff pay is a living wage, but not excessive. Just as hypocritical was the group United for a Fair Economy, which paid its director just over $100,000 salary and benefits for 2013. Fortunately, that person has also moved on. I may drop them from my donations list, since the explanation from another staff person for why the director got such a high salary was unconvincing. An anti-poverty group in Portland, Maine, Preble Street, pays its director over $120,000 a year. No wonder low-income people sometimes refer to anti-poverty administrators as poverty pimps. Goodwill Industries of Northern New England, which advertises that it is helping to move 10,000 people out of poverty in the next 10 years, pays its CEO over $240,000 per year, and five other employees $125,000 or more. Most Goodwill employees with disabilities are paid less than the minimum wage. I don't donate to Preble Street or Goodwill, and don't plan to. The director of an international group advocating for the rights of workers who are paid a few dollars a day gets about $125,000 per year. The head of a national group trying to end the death penalty makes just under $150,000 a year, about 10% of that group's annual budget. I know that big national organizations like United Way, American Civil Liberties Union, and the American Red Cross pay much higher salaries, from $500,000, ACLU, to $600,000 plus for the Red Cross, to $1.1 million for the CEO of United Way Worldwide. Even those nice Girl Scouts pay two administrators over $500,000 and another six over $300,000. Keep that in mind the next time you're asked to buy cookies. Of course, compared to the millions in pay for corporate CEOs, bankers, and hedge fund managers, These salaries are peanuts. But nonprofits are supposed to do good things for the public, right? An old Quaker saying comes to mind, quote, "Some came to do good and did very well indeed," end quote. How do you feel about donating to good causes, where directors are paid hundreds of thousands to advocate for those who have few financial assets? I'm Larry Danziger, looking to donate to good causes, not to a high CEO salary.